What's going on today? Happy holidays. Let's go.
Yeah, talk about how looking back at the last play, maybe would want to be a little more aggressive. What goes in the defense you guys were in on that last touchdown? Do you think maybe being more aggressive would have been better?
Third and 10 from the 10. We got to be in the right position to tackle the guy before he gets in. It was an underneath throw anyway. So regardless, like I say a lot of times, we may rush 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and we may do it at any time. A lot of the last drive, there was 5 or 6 plays in a row where we brought 5 or 6 guys on every one of them. So we're just changing to put our players in position to be successful. We can play that play, that coverage better just by simply not backing up and trusting ourselves, just like we did a week earlier. So we should be able to get that guy on the ground. We have plenty of pressures for that situation too. So the next time, you know, DA and I and the coaches will come up with something.
So do the players have to be on the other side of the goal line, or are you saying that they have to close faster?
Just close faster. Just make sure you know, in that type of defense that you see the ball thrown. QB key, ball out, break. As we say, break on the ball. So we just need to do things faster, and we have done that play well. That call has been very successful for us.
So was Porter not really in position?
Tracy's alignment was okay. There's all the players on that side of the field. We just need to make sure we break faster and control the pocket a little better to make the ball go where we want it to go. It was actually thrown a little behind the wide receiver, and so all of the, you know, we just need to break faster. It's a vision-type defense. You hear the different types of defenses that we have. Like you guys have asked me before, that's a vision-type defense. So when the quarterback throws, we all want to break on the throw.
You were able to get a lot of things done where it looked like you'd send pressure, and then Fitzpatrick was able to get around on the outside and then make something happen. And Dennis talked about Romo's ability to create and make some big plays downfield. So is that another challenge this week in terms of keeping him throwing on time if you can?
Sure, we got to control the pocket. We've been able to destroy pockets in almost every game we played. We had one exception where we didn't destroy the pocket enough. So we destroyed it on them. We need to be able to go get him. We missed multiple times. We need to understand how these guys move. One thing that we spend a lot of time on is you need to stop the run to have a chance. We did that pretty good. There was a 12-yarder that I'd like that we already cleaned up in that game. So we gave ourselves a chance in that game by stopping the run. That was one. And then two is to control the pocket and keep the deep ball off us. We were able to do that with the exception of one play. And with that type of quarterback, you just got to understand how he's going to move when you're in certain positions in the pocket. And he moved exactly as he had done. And this next quarterback does some of the same things. He moves slightly different and when you pressure him different ways. So that's an emphasis. We need to understand where each other – you got to know where your help is.
Is Des Bryant equally as dangerous on plays as they're drawn up or even more dangerous maybe perhaps when on the creating plays?
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, he's a good player whether you're throwing it to him 3 steps, 5 steps, 7 steps, whether he's running across the field, he's a good player. So we need to make sure we understand where he is and how our coverages work and understand our correct leverage. When we've been on the right leverage, we've played some darn good defense, okay, some really good defense. And a lot of the problems, and there hasn't been that many, a little bit on third downs last week, but up until that, those last 4 games, third down's pretty good. And that was one of our emphasis. We got better. Now we got to get back to that, get off the field. When we're on our right leverage and we understand where our help is, we got enough to make some plays. Well, it's been good because both players are starting to really use their hands and knock people back. And they're both able to understand the defenses and how they work. When they get one-on-ones, they win to their side. Again, same thing on the leverage. Win their leverage they're supposed to. It allows the linebackers to play behind them. We've been pleased. We want to keep seeing their progression. Stacy's got a lot of people coming to this game. So hopefully, you know, we can have a nice Thanksgiving and he can knock people back for us.
When you have a play like the 54-yard touchdown play where 2 defenders are there and then neither of them winds up touching the guy and he breaks outside and runs for a touchdown, how do you approach that afterwards? Do you just make the correction and move on? Or?
Well, that was a formation that we had already made a correction on. And then one player didn't get the correct leverage, like I said. He was on the wrong side of that route. and that makes a harder tackle. So if you want to make an easy tackle, be on your right leverage. And even if they catch it, who cares? Get them on the ground, go to the next play, like we did the rest of the game, and that's what gave us a chance to win. Okay, because there's going to be times. These guys are good. They throw the ball complete sometimes. So what? Punch it out. Make sure you're on the right leverage. And so we had talked about it, and they understand how to get that done, and we fixed it, and we got a similar situation later, and we covered the route.
Anything else? Thank you.
That was quick today.